بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My brothers, sisters, elders, I remind myself and you that the purpose of fasting is not to fast, but to transform our lives and put ourselves on the path to success in this world and the next. Ramadan al-Kareem comes to reset our standard, the criterion of what has value and what doesn't. When we stay away from even the halal during the hours of daylight in Ramadan, we are emphasizing for ourselves that what makes something good and valuable is not the thing itself, but whether it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. That is the meaning of ubudiyyah. The slave has no will of his own. His will is the will of his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for him, and not only accepts it, but is pleased with it. This is the essence of ridha bil qada, to be pleased with the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He wrote for us. That is the first lesson. Obedience is the essence of Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبُدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Whatever you reveal, whether you reveal what is in your hearts or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. He forgives whoever He wills and punishes whoever He wills, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most capable of everything. The most significant part of this ayah, which really struck me, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began it by saying, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs everything which is in the heavens and the earth. And what struck me was that I am one of those who belong to Allah. I want you to reflect on this. It's not only me, it's you. You belong to Allah. And if you belong to Allah, then what are you worried about? What are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of? Seriously, think about this. Forget everything else, right? Let your mind go blank from now. Don't listen to anything I say. Just listen, just one thing. I belong to Allah. And I didn't say it. Allah said it. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ is not my word. It's the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, you belong to me. You are mine. If Allah is saying, I am His, you want me to worry about my job? You want me to worry about my family? About my safety? About health? About what? I belong to Allah. Khalas. Whose job is it to look after the thing that belongs to the person? If you have a cat in your house, if you have a dog, don't tell me about it. Whose job is it to look after that thing? Have you ever seen a dog sitting there worried, you know, long face, depressed? I don't know, my master just lost his job, you know, I know, am I going to get my food? Subhanallah, ajeeb. Wallahi, if we get the iman of a dog, that will take us to Jannah, inshallah. That will take us to Jannah. Just the iman that a dog has in his human master. That's enough. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim ajma'in went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they went down on their knees before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He will hold us accountable for our thoughts and our desires and our emotions. We have control over our speech and actions, but we have no control over our thoughts and desires. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes us for that, we will be destroyed. Now tell me, ask yourself, does this sound reasonable to you? But see the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His blessed face became red with anger. And he said to them, will you be like those who, when they received a command of Allah, they would say, we hear but we will not obey. Sami'na wa asayna. And then he said to them, Qul, sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. He said, say, we hear and we obey. Forgive us our Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. To you is our return. Now think about this. The Sahaba went there with a plea, with a request, which they considered to be reasonable enough and serious enough to go to the Nabi alayhi salam. And their request got rejected straight away. Did they make excuses? Did they say, no, Ya Rasulullah, you know, you didn't really understand us. That's not what we meant something else. Did they say any of that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qul, sami'na wa ata'na, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. And the Sahaba said, sami'na wa ata'na, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. They didn't make excuses, they did not argue, they did not hesitate, they obeyed him instantly. Now, ask me, what happened after that? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. For 12 months, nothing happened. The hadith of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said, for 12 months, nothing happened. Means what? For 12 months, the Sahaba lived under this condition that Allah will hold me accountable even for my thoughts and my desires. How tough is that? How tough is that, especially for people whose belief was at that level? These are not people who are playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, Allah is real, yaqeen. To know that my Rabb will hold me accountable even for my thoughts. What is the kind of conditioning? What is the kind of rigor? What's the kind of tarbiyah of the heart and the mind that is happening? And then after 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعَنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Allah revealed the messenger firmly believes in what has been revealed to him from his Rabb. And so do the believers. They all believe in Allah, His Malaika, His angels, His books and His messengers, and they proclaim, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. We make no distinction between any of His messengers, and they say, سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We hear and obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Rabb, and to you alone is the final return. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, the reward of obedience is sweet and honorable. When they obeyed him, when they obeyed the Rasul, think about this. Whose words were Samana wa Atana, Gufranaka Rabbana wa Ilayka al Masir? Where did that begin? When these words were first said, they were not Kalamullah. They were the Kalam of the Rasul. The Sahaba did not repeat Kalamullah. When the Sahaba first said these words, these were not the ayat of the Quran. These were the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Who did they obey? Allah or the Rasul? They obeyed the Rasul. And when they obeyed the Rasul, what is the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the same words, the exact same words, and sent them down as His kalam to be recited in salah till the day Allah keeps this world. 10 rewards for every letter, not word. 10 rewards for every letter. There is no deen without the Rasul, let me assure you. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. The one who obeyed the Rasul has obeyed Allah. This ayah is dalil and the proof and evidence for وَمَنْ يُطِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. The Sahaba obeyed the Rasul. And not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that, Allah revealed the same words, exact same words. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them relief and honored them by teaching them this beautiful dua, which we all read in Salah and in the Quran. Let us reflect on the value of dua that is taught by the one to whom it is made and who will be accepting it. What is the value of that dua? I mean, there is, you make dua for yourself in your, with your heart and so on. We ask Allah to accept all of that. But the dua which is being made to the one, and He taught you, ask like this. What is the value of that dua? لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين يا رب. Allah said, Allah does not compel and give taklif a person, a soul, more than they can bear, more than they can afford. All good will be for its own benefit and all evil will be to its own loss. And the believers pray, O our Rabb, do not punish us if we forget or make a mistake. Our Rabb, do not place a burden on us like the one you placed on those before us. Our Rabb, do not burden us with what we cannot bear. Pardon us, forgive us, and have mercy on us. You are our only guardian, and so grant us victory over our enemies, the disbelievers. Fasting comes to reinforce this primordial and foundational message that all virtue and blessing and success starts with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making His will be the guiding light in our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts with His light and to drive out the darkness of fear and depression and despair. As we face a hostile world, it must be clear that the only source of support and protection we can rely on is Allah. So let us repair our bridge to Him. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This one single ayah is enough for anyone to understand the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this deen. Allah is declaring that Allah and His malaika send salat and salam on Rasulullah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah is commanding and saying, oh, you believe, you also send salat and salam on my Nabi alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi salam. And the reward for sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time is that Allah will send salat and salam on you 10 times. 10 times for every time you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for us, this Yawmul Jum'ah is the time to increase this salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but do it all the time. The first 10 days of Ramadan are over. Today is the 11th day and we have entered the second Ashara. It's important to take stock of where we are and what we need to do to ensure that we finish strong. No matter how we began, finish strong. So here is what I suggest if you would like to do it. Number one, revisit the goals that we set for Ramadan. And if you did not set any goals, do it now. And check how you are doing with respect to achieving those goals. How much of Quran, additional Quran, how much of that did you intend to do? Charity did you intend to do? And so on and so on. If you did not begin with that, do it right now. If you began with that, alhamdulillah, measure it and say, this is what I had planned. Am I ahead of that? Falling behind or whatever. Number two, identify the blocks and retardants to your success and remove them. These will be time wasters, pointless conversations about things not in our control, especially politics, low achiever friends who will drag you down to their level, and distractions in your day combined with the inability to say no. Please have no hesitation about saying, sorry, I am not available. Number three, apply the start, stop, continue technique and see what we intended to start. Did you start it? What did you intend to stop? Did you stop it? What are you doing currently which is good, which you intend to continue with good intention? Are you doing that? Start, stop, continue. And what are the measurable changes in our lives? Measurable changes. Remember that metrics is evidence of existence. If you can't measure it, it's not there. Good intentions that are not followed by action are useless. And number four,
finally, having identified these, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud and ask for His help to get closer to Him, because that is the purpose of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, that is why in the middle of the ayat related to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, when my slaves ask you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about me, I am truly near them. I respond to their salah, to their prayer when they call upon me. So let them obey me and believe in me. Perhaps they will be guided to the right way. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the slave only asked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to assure him that he is near. When the slave is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his needs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures the slave that he will answer his supplication. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him what makes the supplication worthy of being accepted and answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the conditions for dua to be accepted. Let them obey me and let them believe in me. Obedience is the key, and obedience with knowledge of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is engenders and strengthens belief, iman. Obedience is proof of iman. When the heart of the slave is illuminated by the noor of the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, filled with gratitude to Him for all His blessings, the first and most critical of which is Tawheed, then his immediate response is to make istighfar and seek forgiveness. The surest sign of khashyatullah is the frequency of istighfar that a slave makes. Making istighfar is also a sign of Allah's mercy. Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a slave and wants to do him a favor, He reminds him of his sins frequently so that he can seek forgiveness again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, so know well, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. And seek forgiveness for your shortcomings and for the sins of the believing men and women. For Allah fully knows your movements and places of rest, O people. Surah Muhammad is a Madani surah. Rasulullah and sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had spent 13 years perfecting their iman in Makkah before going to Medina. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing Tawheed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ordering him to seek forgiveness for himself and his followers, the believing men and women, among whom we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count us. This is an ayah of blessing and mercy for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and us. And so let us make istighfar as often as we can. We know the hadith where Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him more than 70 times in a day. He said, Wallahi, inni astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayhi fil yawm akthar min 70 marrah. As I mentioned last Friday, Ramadan is a time for reflection and introspection. A time for not only incremental change, but we ask Allah for transformation. A time for reorienting ourselves to Jannah. A time to reset our goals and our lives such that we achieve these goals. Let us not waste that opportunity because it will soon be gone. Change means action. So let's act. The reward for following the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ and seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from punishment, Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah said, but Allah would never punish them while you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are among them. nor would he ever punish them if they keep seeking forgiveness. The way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with us today and can be with us in our lives is by following his sunnah, by doing ittiba of his sunnah. Don't consider any piece of ittiba to be too little or to be insignificant, because it is the following of the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And Allah said, as long as you are with them, I will not punish them. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever increases his istighfar, his dua for forgiveness, Allah will grant him relief from every worry and a way out from every hardship and provide for him in ways that he cannot expect. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, in conclusion, a man complained to Al-Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh about a drought, and Hasan al-Basri said to him, make istighfar. Another man came and complained to him of poverty, and Hasan al-Basri said to him, make istighfar. Another man came and said, asked him, please make dua for me, I have no children, for me to have children. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh said, go make istighfar. Another man came and he said, my whole garden is dry, there is no water. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh said to him, go make istighfar. So his students, they said to him, Ya Shaykh, for all four completely different things, you said the same thing, make istighfar. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh said, this is not my opinion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah ask forgiveness from your Rabb, verily He is of forgiving, He will send rain to you in abundance, and He will give you increase in wealth and children, and He will bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu for His forgiveness and for His mercy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His special mercy for all the people who are being oppressed and being killed, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine, our brothers and sisters in Sudan, and our brothers and sisters all over the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, for special help for them to get victory over the oppressors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release them from their enslavement, and to include them and us all as the ubud of Allah subhanahu and the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His ubudiyyah. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairul rahimin. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt wa tawallana fi man tawallayt wa barik lana fi ma atayt wa qina wasrif anna sharra ma qadayt. فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يضل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا السلام